Good afternoon and welcome to Caught It All with Karen. Today I'm recording from the comfort of my own home due to red level restrictions. Just hope there's not going to be too much background noise today, guys. I'm sure that the show will still be of impeccable quality. Today we've got some interesting topics, one of them being all about life in the extended garden, that being a farm. And I'm going to be talking about restorative grazing. It's a topic that I'm really, really interested in. Stay tuned. I know it sounds a lot, but I think you might like this one, guys. And, of course, we've got some great music in between all that, from rock to techno. So let's kick into things, shall we?
Young and we only just be
That was Ray of Sun by Sub Focus. Very applicable to the West Auckland, or in fact the whole entire Auckland region climate at the moment. It is very sunny today and very hot. Let's see if it's still going to be that way by the time this reaches you. For all the sun lovers out there, I bet you're hoping so. For people like me who like literally are dying in the heat, maybe not. So let's get on to today's topic, restoration grazing. So have you ever actually thought of maybe seeing yourself as a farmer or doing a little farming on the side? Well, when it comes to the grazing of animals, if you are into the holistic and natural way of managing things, then this is for you. The practice is based upon a growing appreciation of the complexities of soil and the importance of diversity in natural systems. Let's have a quick chat about current trends in grazing. There's a range of common practices in New Zealand. The most common are the following two, one being set stocking, which is leaving stock in one paddock for extensive periods of time, in which they selectively seek out the most delicious herbs and grasses as they move around randomly. And then the other common practice is rotational grazing, which is the regular moving of stock from paddock to paddock. Now, as grass is eaten, it draws from its reserves in the roots in order to put out new growth. Assuming it's growing season and it sprouts again, the juicy new shoot is like candy to herbivores who nibble away attentively at the regrowth. This poor vegetation doesn't really get a chance to put out enough leaf to capture sufficient sunlight, so it can work its photosynthetic magic and thus restore the root reserves again. And a plant with its weakened root system will take longer to recover. And while this is occurring, the least palatable plants, which we often look on as weeds, begin to dominate the pasture. So with that in mind, let's turn things around. Let's consider restoration grazing. Now, with this type of grazing, the restoration name literally points to the effect. However, the cause leading to this effect is the following, and it may surprise you. It surprised me. The effect is that of a high density of animals staying for a short duration on a given area, then a long rotation or rest period for that area before the animals return back. In other words, a restoration period. Restoration grazing actually mimics the flow of animals through the wild, in which predators, so think lions, bears, dingoes, etc., causing herds of herbivores to stick closely together for protection, hence the high density. Because they are moving steadily, their duration across the open unfenced landscape is short. In that scenario, the herd eats some of the grasses and then tramples the rest, leaving in its wake a flattened layer of vegetation along with manure and urine, which decompose and provide feed for the grasses as they emerge again into the sunlight. If sufficient enough time passes before the animals return to the same area, the diversity of grasses and herbs will have properly re-established itself for the next round of grazing. The high density means greater than normal animal impact and disturbance. The trampling of the surplus to the ground along with the massage of the soil brings dormant seeds closer to the surface, thus heralding the next succession of pasture. New generations of plants need time to get established, so it makes sense that a long rotation or rest period will help build a strong and diverse pasture. The high density also means less selective grazing, so even weed species get trampled. We don't have much in the way of predators on our farms in New Zealand today, and our mobs of animals pale in comparison to the millions of buffalo that once roamed the plains of North America, for example. So you will need to scale down to farm scale. This can be achieved by dividing your farm into a number of permanently fenced paddocks, and each of these can be further subdivided as needed, usually once or twice a day. The aim is for each pasture to get between 90 days of rest in the warm season and up to 120 days of rest in the cold season. Imagine a pasture that's been left ungrazed for 90 days. It's tall, up to your knees. You open the gate, and this is what happens. The stock run to the far side of the area, then turn back and come back, cherry-picking the best feed. They start by eating the high-protein seed heads and flowers before diving into the base of the pasture for the juicy broadleaf herbs. Lastly, they come back for the long green grasses. As they move about, they leave manure and urine and trample the vegetation. After 12 to 24 hours, all that's left is a flattened cover of organic material that, fortunately, will burst back to life over the coming weeks. Isn't that just a beautiful picture? A typical restoration grazed pasture can contain a diverse number of plants, such as lotus major, strawberry clover, red clover, white clover, yarrow, plantain, chicory, buttercup, and weeds, in a diverse and balanced pasture that is allowed to go through a regular cycle of disturbance and recovery. No one species dominates, but each complement the other. An additional benefit is better moisture retention and less runoff. Since the land has either a rich cover of standing vegetation or a compost-like cover of trampled vegetation and animal waste included, the soil is never exposed and the loss of water through evaporation is minimal. This is a huge advantage in our changing climate. Just imagine if this type of farming was scaled up and just what a difference it could make to our soils. I absolutely love this concept. So if you are considering grazing animals, do look up restoration grazing. And you can always email me and I'll flick you what I've written here if you need a bit of a reminder on how it all works. Now I'm going to play you a song just to break things up a bit, and this is called One of Us by Joan Osborne.
So one of these nights and about 12 o'clock, this old world's going to reel and rock. Saints, we all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's going to come in his heaven airplane.
One of Us by Joan Osborne. And just after that is the intro to Life in the Kahini, or Life in the Kitchen. You heard a little snippet of a song by UB40 called Rat in the Kitchen. Today's recipe is cabbage and barley broth. Sounds rather bland, and maybe if you're not into cabbage, not something you'd be into, but trust me on this one. If you have a ton of cabbage left over, which I personally find I often do if I buy a cabbage, here's what you do with it. So you need to shred about 2 cups of cabbage. You need to slice finely 1 onion. And to go with that, a garlic clove, a minced garlic clove. If you want it to be extra garlicky, go for 2 cloves. You need 2 tablespoons of tahini, T-A-H-I-N-I. You need about 1 litre of vegetable stock. And you need a bay leaf and seasoning, just salt and pepper. Now, just letting you know, if you do want a copy of this recipe, please just feel free to flick me an email. My email address is on the podcast website on Planet FM. And I'll flick that through to you. Not a problem. So, first of all, you need to... Oh, did I tell you... Oh, I haven't told you how much barley you need. Sorry. You will also need some barley. For some reason, I don't actually have the amount written down in my recipe, but it's one of those recipes. You can just add however much barley you have in the cupboard. If you like lots of chunky barley, lots of protein, put in about 1 cup. So soak that barley for 1 hour and then you cook it. Okay? And you have to make it up to about 1 litre with the stock after that. Now, the recipe suggests retaining the cooking water of the barley. I'm not sure why. I'm sure it's something to do with the health benefits of barley, I would say. Okay? Then you need to add stock cubes to make... Oh, sorry, I've said that part. Then you need to add the cabbage to this and the bay leaf and the minced garlic and boil for 10 minutes. The last step is to stir in the tahini and then season to your liking with salt and pepper. Give it a go, all right? And it's really, really easy to freeze and then reheat if you can't be bothered making something on one of those cold, wintry days and you feel like something filling and warm. Go for the cabbage and barley broth. Awesome. Hope you enjoy that. I'm now going to play you a song by a group called Mesex. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. M-I-6. And it is called Computer Games. It's a really upbeat, funky little number, kind of techie, techie pop. So yeah, enjoy.
Crying anxious
we've reached the end of it. Yet another Corridor show. Can you believe it? It's been an absolute pleasure having you listening. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. I'd now like the time to close out with a prayer. And the name of this prayer is called Seed Sown in Good Ground. And I thought it was really relevant to today's topic of restoration grazing. I like it. Here we go. Have a great week, rest of the week, guys. Almighty God and most merciful Father, we humbly submit ourselves and fall down before your majesty, asking you from the bottom of our hearts that this seed of your word, now sown among us, may take such deep root that neither the burning heat of persecution cause it to wither, nor the thorny cares of this life choke it, but that, as seed sown in good ground, it may bring forth 30, 60, or 100-fold, as your heavenly wisdom has appointed. Amen.
You have been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.